What is a house? It is not truly a physical structure. Even when we get into the times when Israel was given a design for the tent of meeting and eventually for the beautiful temple that Solomon constructed, it had a physical look and it had a name and it had locations and implements and altars and tables, but that isn't the house. The house, whether it's in the past, in the history of Israel, or it's a church today, or churches over the last 2,000 years of Christendom, what is the house? Whether it was Moses in the wilderness crafting a structure that God gave him the pattern and design to construct, a tent of meeting, or it's people building massive cathedrals and down through the last few hundred years that we don't even know who built because they're so incredibly unique and the structures are so beautiful that, you know, the ability of humans at that time, could they really craft those kind of buildings? But what are they? They're not physical things you look at. A house is always spiritual. So we have an old house, 100-year-old house. But when you walk into this house, it's not the physical furniture, stuff on the wall, the curtains, the windows, it's just the general look. It's not that. It's the air and the spirit of the house. And why did God leave and abandon Israel? Was their physical being, their spiritual life, their emotions, what they thought about, how they constructed their emotions in their gatherings. It wasn't just simple words, confessions, utterances. No. It's always been about the heart. Jesus spoke the Sermon on the Mount, heart religion. I always call it that, heart religion. But that was what was intended from the days of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, all the way through the judges. Then they get a real king with a real heart, David. And then from David, you have good and bad, mostly bad. And then finally, you get the rebuilt temple under Ezra, Nehemiah, with Zerubbabel overseeing. And he's of the line of David because he had a heart, a spirit that worshiped, loved Yahweh. It's not about the building. It's about the people. It's always been about the human being. We are the temple of God. A house, whether it's a mansion on a hill or a mountain, or it's a shack. If you go into a shack and you've got a handful of people there, father, mother, and children that love Jesus and pray, and the Spirit of God is dwelling in them, that place is going to feel warm and friendly and sweet and kind and loving. And if you have a gorgeous mansion with beautiful furniture, crystals here, ivory, gold, beautiful wood, architecture is just outstanding, and you have angry or selfish, prideful people inside, it's not going to feel warm, fuzzy, and the kind of place you want to sit down and just chill. That's why we got to go out in the woods. That's why we got to sit by a creek. Because there's no physical structure. It's just a woods. It's just trees growing on their own. The creek is God made. You just sit in God's world. It's God's house. This is the tree of life. This is what the tree. Yeah, we're going to have a barn. Yeah, we're going to have a house and houses. But where people are going to really come to grips with who they are in God and in their image bearing of the Creator and in Christ as a new creature. It's going to be when they're outside under His eye, under His throne, breathing His air, drinking His water. What is a house?